Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to remind you that Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams is now in its second season. Who can believe that? And if you go to biztv.com, you can always see the video of the most recent show. And you can, they have watch live. And then if you want to see the archive of the first, well, at this point, there's 19 shows. The first 18 are in season one. And you can go to biztv.com and look for Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. They have something called B, letter B for biz, VOD for video on demand, biz, BVOD. If you want to see the older shows there, you're going to need to subscribe, but it's not just subscribing for my show. It's subscribing so that you can get in and see any of the shows on BizTV Network. And if you've got Roku, you can get it. And if you're in one of the 45 cities or whatever that we're seen in across America, to 30 million households, you can see us live Sunday nights in the 5 p.m. Eastern time zone, count backwards across the nation. I want to take you off to Louisiana now.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
I told you I was going to be taking you off to some special places today. And one, we've talked in the last hour about the country of Malta, which is an incredible destination, people. Amazing food, amazing architecture, incredible museums and forts that are now museums. And wow. But we're moving forward because we've got some places close to home, one of which we talk with now and again, and I've really gotten to befriend the woman in charge at Point Coupee, Louisiana, tourism. And we're going to go off to talk with her now. She's on the line live from Louisiana in Point Coupee. How are you, Jeannie Andre?
I am doing fine, Stephanie Abrams.
I see that your title has been elevated since last we spoke. You're now executive director. Go you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
When did that happen?
It happened after I had completed a very, very big project in our parish. We had a very famous musician that was born and raised here.
Who's that?
Buddy Guy.
Oh, wow.
Received another Grammy Award, I think last night, the day before yesterday. But anyway, we put two states, the Mississippi Blues Commission, Mississippi, and the state of Louisiana, and the parish of Point Coupee, honored Buddy Guy and put markers at his birthplace. So we're now part of the Mississippi Blues Trail, and we recognize Buddy Guy from being Louisiana and a very, very talented man, you know. And that and many other projects. So, you know, I've been here a while, so I had a little promotion within our organization.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So how long are you with the Point Coupee Tourism Group?
I've been here 11 years.
Oh, wow.
11 years.
How long ago was it that I interviewed you the first time?
I would think about 4 years ago.
Yeah, feels longer than that. You go to sabrams.com and check out Point Coupee, Louisiana. If you just put Louisiana in there, you're going to get links to every interview we ever did, and you won't have trouble finding Jeannie Andre, who is listed there, and you can actually listen to some previous interviews. I remember when we were talking about the Mississippi Blues Trail project and things going on. How much of what you do is musically directed?
Well, you know, tourism in Louisiana. In fact, our lieutenant governor has just changed the state of Louisiana's logo to Louisiana Pick Your Passion, because we're noted all over the world for our food and our music and our culture. We just have a multitude of entertainers that are derived from Louisiana. And so, you know, we kind of connect everything to events and, you know, happening throughout our state, such as Mardi Gras and weddings and festivals. Everything here in Louisiana is we're associated. They associate us with food and music. So food, music, and our culture plays a big part in tourism and promoting our area.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen Harry Connick Jr. perform where he hasn't talked about being from Louisiana. I mean, that's part of the performance.
Our lieutenant governor just recognized, I think it was like 12 musicians that were up for Grammy Awards at the Grammy Awards the other night. And 12 musicians from Louisiana were up for Grammys.
Wow.
And Fats Domino was inducted another song. I think it's his fifth song into the National Hall of Fame for music. I'm Walking. I think the song is I'm Walking.
Yeah.
I think that's his fifth song that they inducted. Fats Domino, which was a Louisiana legend, passed away last year, you know.
Well, my mother was a great fan of Fats Domino.
Right.
I have a knowledge bank of music that I probably have no business knowing much about, actually. But my mother was such a fan of so many different groups. And she always had that music playing in the house. So, you know, I could do a rendition, but I think radios would change off the stations they're listening to right now of Blueberry Hill.
Yes, Blueberry Hill, I'm Walking to New Orleans.
Yep. Yeah, that brings back very nice memories. I don't know. Every time I heard Blueberry Hill, it made me think of blueberry muffins.
Yes. So it remained a number one song, and I know he's still drawing royalties off of that song.
Wow.
People dance to that song today, you know. But he was noted for Blueberry Hill, I'm Walking to New Orleans, I'm Walking, Ain't That a Shame, just those songs, you know. But anyway, we have a multitude of musicians and different types of music. Louisiana is known for swamp pop, zydeco, Cajun, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, country. We have it all here. A lot of it was born here, I would say, derived from Louisiana, like swamp pop and Cajun, zydeco. Those for sure, I know, was derived. Those types of music derived from Louisiana, you know.
Well, I don't know. So what is the word that follows the word swamp? Are you saying swamp pop?
Yes, it's swamp pop is a mixture of French music and I would say rock and roll rock and roll and Cajun. Music. They call it swamp pop. That's the name of the music. It's kind of a mixture of zydeco, Cajun, and popular music.
And what is zydeco?
Zydeco derived from, you know, French music. The people came here to Louisiana, migrated from Canada. And the Canadian people were French people, French-speaking people. Well, they called the people in Lafayette area, which is in Louisiana. Those people call themselves Cajuns, which is a culture that's French,
right,
derived from Canada. So they came here with their fiddles, and this type of music is French, and they speak in French and sing in French. So, but when it mixed with the people from Lafayette area, which are French and English-speaking people, they started singing. It's got the rhythm and music to French, which they play accordion, and the mother play a steel guitar, you know. French music, but it's sung in English.
Well, I got some homework to do to learn what all this different kind of music sounds like. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come right back talking with Jeannie Andre, the executive director of Pointe Coupe Louisiana Tourism, and find out what else there is to do and maybe some festivals or events coming up that we got to make sure we don't miss out on. So stay with me, people. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Marching in.
Marching in.
I went to Saint School. Marching in.
Marching in.
Yes, I want to be in that number. When a Saint School. Marching
in. Marching in.
Now when the Saints.
When the Saints.
Oh, marching by.
Marching by.
Yeah.
By. Marching by.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Jeannie Andre, the executive director of Pointe Coupe Louisiana Tourism, on the line with us. And if you make little postings to your calendar or notes to yourself in some handheld device or you're at your computer or whatever, if not, get a pen and a paper, because I want you to be aware of some of the things that are coming up in Pointe Coupe, Louisiana. First of all, where are you located in proximity to New Orleans?
We're probably about 80 miles west of New Orleans.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So the smart thing to do would be fly into New Orleans, pick up a car and drive, or is there another airport you might fly into that makes sense?
The Ryan Airport would make sense to fly into Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Got it.
Which would make you about 40. We're 40 miles west of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
My husband used to do a lot of business in Louisiana in Bossier City.
Mm-hmm.
And I would fly him into Shreveport.
Right.
That's
a very large airport there. Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes people take a look at various airports. The more traffic into an airport, the more competitive the pricing.
Right.
So
right.
Sometimes it made so much more sense to fly him somewhere else. I mean, I often used to fly him from connecting in Dallas to Shreveport.
Yes, like a layover.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but it was usually a pretty decent connection. But have a look or fly into New Orleans, have a good time there, rent a car.
Right.
And head 80 miles west and you'll be in Pointe Coupe.
Yes.
So in the commercial break that I sometimes wish our audience could listen in on because I find out the best things. You mentioned at least three things I said, oh, you got to talk about that. And you got to talk about that. Oh, you got to talk about that.
Okay. So, I'll try to fill you in as the best I can.
Okay, so let's start. What do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with our Mardi Gras celebrations, which is going to be happening the first weekend of March. March the 3rd is our first parade.
That was my grandmother's birthday.
Wow. Well, happy belated birthday to your mother.
No, it was my grandmother. She's long since gone,
okay.
But she's listening in, I want to tell you.
Oh,
so.
Well, happy birthday,
so
grandmother.
She's appreciating that.
Great. But anyway, our Livonia Carnival Association will host a parade on March the 3rd in Livonia at 1 p.m. We have four parades, so that's the first one. It's on a Sunday. The second parade is our annual Lundi Gras parade, which will be held the Monday before Mardi Gras, March 4th, 2019. It is held in Bachelor, Louisiana. And this is just a little bit different kind of parade. They dress up in these little weird Cajun-looking costumes. They ride horses. they go from door to door knocking, and they will ask people for chickens. And then when you get to the event, they have greased pigs.
Wait. Back up.
Slow down a little bit.
Wait a minute. They ask people for chickens?
They ask people for chickens.
There's a reason for that. Well, hang on a minute. Who asks who for chickens?
Okay, there are these people that dress up in costumes, and they're Mardi Gras crazy little costumes with these pointed little hoods, real colorful costumes, and they ride horses, and they go through the town, and they knock on the doors and ask for chickens or donations, and they go back to this one spot, which is Old River, and they will make a big, huge pot of gumbo. Hello, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I thought we were cutting out.
No.
But they make a big, huge pot of gumbo, and everybody is invited to this Lundy Crawl, and they get to share the gumbo. They get to eat the big pot of gumbo that they made from the donations, and, you know, it's kind of, and most parades are, they decorate a float. They decorate, make a float or buy a float, rent a float. And you look at them, they usually pull by some type of car or truck or tractor. But these people decorate utility vehicles, okay? So it's very unique because Old River Landing sits right on top of, nestled right on the side of Mississippi River. The parade is actually on the levee, okay? Viewing Mississippi, Old River.
I drove my Chevy to the levee.
Okay. You would ride the levee, decorate a utility vehicle in costume, and you throw your Mardi Gras beads to all the people that are there, you know.
How cool.
A very unique parade, you know, so
That's
to speak.
Very cool. It's certainly different.
It's certainly different. They have these types of parades also in the Cajuns brought that here. That was their form of the Cajuns or the French people that migrated from Canada.
Yeah.
And Lafayette brought that tradition down to us.
You know, I never really thought about Cajun as being a kind of local twist on the word Canadian. But you could see how that could get warped from Canadian to Cajun.
Yeah, that's how it happened. You know, that when they migrated to Lafayette, Louisiana, they were called Cajuns. But anyhow, that's all I know about that. And our third parade, which is the Community Center of Pointe-Coupee, will be held on March the 5th in New Rose, Louisiana. The Community Center of Pointe-Coupee is proud to boast the third oldest Mardi Gras parade in the state of Louisiana. So they will be soon celebrating their 100th year anniversary. I think this will be their 98th parade.
Oh, wow.
It's a long time, you know, that they've been in existence. And that parade alone has brought in over 80,000 visitors every year for almost 98 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's amazing. So, but back-to-back, there are two parades, the first one being Community Center of Pointe-Coupee, and then the next parade that precedes it would be the New Rose Lions Club Parade. It is also held on March the 5th, which is Mardi Gras Day, and that parade, it kicks off at 1 p.m. So that, you know, that being said, those are our four Mardi Gras parades, March 3rd, March 4th, and March 5th.
Very cool.
Thank you.
That is very cool. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back because you were telling me something about movies.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that after we take this break because we're really into film around here. And it's wonderful when you can get to actually see what a place looks like by seeing a film, and that'll get you revved up to want to go. And so we're going to talk about all that after these important messages. Stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here. Please don't go away.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Jeannie Andre, Executive Director of Pointe-Coupee tourism in Pointe Coupee, Louisiana, which is about 80 miles west of New Orleans. And we were talking earlier about, oh, their Mississippi Blues Trail and all the Mardi Gras stuff that's coming up that you've got a chance to be involved with, which to some degree, I'm going to have to imagine, as well attended as it is, it isn't quite as claustrophobic as being at a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, and I bet it cost you a whole lot less to stay and be there in Pointe Coupee than it would if you were attending such parades and whatnot in New Orleans. Would that be a fact, Jeannie?
Yes, it would be. It's gotten really crowded in New Orleans, and so a lot of people are looking to come out further west to the smaller parades, simply because, you know, they can find places to stay, and it's more crowd and family friendly, you know.
Yeah.
With children, you can bring children. Although the parades in New Orleans are no doubt very, very successful, but they're extremely large, you know.
Yeah.
So
been there, done that.
Yeah.
And,
oh yeah.
You know, it just seemed to me. It's like when I've been in Ireland, where, you know, it's only since 1995, I think it is, that Dublin started having a St. Patrick's Day parade.
Right.
We've been doing it since, I don't know, 70-something, I think, in New York. But when you go to the St. Patrick's parades in places like Downpatrick in County Down or in Galway or in Cork, you know, they're as exciting and wonderful and happy and whatever, but they're smaller.
Right.
So you can find a spot to stand in without getting crushed.
Exactly.
It's a whole different story. So, you know, it's a nice first choice rather than, you know, looking at it as a secondary opportunity. It really is a nice first choice to go to a parade that's in a less, you know,
populated area,
less wildly attended. Let's put it that way.
Right. Oh, there would probably be 500,000 people or 2 million people at the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, compared to one of our biggest. We've ranged from 80,000 to 120,000.
And how long is the parade route?
Oh, I would say 5 miles.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It makes four or five different streets, you know.
It's about a
5 mile parade, yes.
Yeah, well, that gives you plenty of room to stretch out in. So
it does. It really does. Yes, it does.
You get to see it all without, you know, feeling like a sardine.
Right. You're not on one main street. It makes a four street corner, so to speak.
Right.
And so the crowd can stretch out, yes.
That's beautiful.
Right.
So you were mentioning movies to me. What's the deal with that?
Well, Louisiana's part of it's our lieutenant governor who is over the office, state office of tourism. They have offered a tax incentive to bring in movie producers and more people to come here to film. It's called the Louisiana Film Tax Incentive Program, and I organized a film commission to. Because we want to entice, you know, our state encouraged us to entice and promote tourism through the film industry. Because when they come here to film, they bring a film crew, they stay here, they eat here, you know, so it brings in revenue. So our incentive is to bring in tourism through the film industry.
Well, for sure, but not only that, but when a destination has a film shot there,
right.
People want to go.
Exactly.
And see, I was just talking to a woman. I'm trying to think who it was. Helen Watson, mm-hmm. who is the general manager of the Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, worked at, I'm going to say it was the Four Seasons in Los Angeles, which is where they shot Pretty Woman.
Oh, really?
Now it's what, 20, 25 years later?
Right.
And she was telling me that before she moved, and she's now in Saratoga Springs, New York, at the Adelphi Hotel.
Right.
But every year, you know, on a regular basis, busloads of people
come here.
Came to that because of the movie Pretty Woman, because they want to stay in that hotel.
Well, it's kind of like us right now. We have Swamp People and Duck Dynasty, okay? Since the Louisiana Film and Tax Incentive Program, we've hosted, like I said, Swamp People on the History Channel, Swamp People and Duck Dynasty, and there's another one in New Orleans. But we have they have started a film trail here in the state of Louisiana to mark the spots where famous films were filmed.
Well, the film Pelican Brief was mostly filmed, or a lot of it was filmed, before she went to Washington, and then I think it was St. Croix where she ended up. I forget what island it was, but it might have been St. Croix. But the scenes during Mardi Gras of Julia Roberts walking through the streets of the Bourbon Street area, the French Quarter area, you know, during Mardi Gras season, in the film Pelican Brief. But what was filmed in Pointe Coupee Parish?
There were several films, but I presented them to the state. But the state actually picked the films they wanted to be on the trail. But on the trail for me is the film Easy Rider, which was filmed in Morganza, Louisiana. We have Long Hot Summer.
Well, wait, before you go on to another film, Easy Rider is a classic.
It is.
Peter Fonda and Paul Newman and a lot of motorcycling going on.
Yes, indeed. And actually what made it so popular, this was an indie film, a person that just kind of went away from California and took off and did small scenes here and there on a small budget, and it was an enormous hit. Box office hit.
It still is. I mean,
and it still is. It's a classic.
Absolutely.
So there is a marker there in Morganza that marks the spot, and we have a movie trail, so they can actually stop there, see a picture of the actual movie poster. We're going to have a 50th anniversary in the fall for the 50th anniversary of the filming of Easy Rider. Some of the local people that were in it in the movie. As well, we're going to reach out to the stars themselves to come down for this anniversary, you know, in the fall, which the date hadn't been picked just yet.
Okay.
But the third movie was here that's on the
trail
for
me. What was the second one?
The second one was, Long Hot Summer. That was with Paul Newman, filmed probably 40 years ago. It was filmed at an antebellum home. It was called, you know, do some research on it. It was called Long Hot Summer.
Right.
Yes. And the third one that I have on the trail, it was a remake of Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. It's another classic. They've refilmed that movie, I think, two or three times. But they filmed, I'd say, 75% of Bonnie. The last Bonnie and Clyde was filmed in Pointe Coupee Parish.
What year would that have been, do you know?
Oh, I would think around, I'm trying to go back, maybe 2008. Maybe.
Okay, so it's not that long ago.
No, it hadn't been that many years ago.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So we're part of that movie trail, which most definitely brings in tourists. You know, they swarm here to go see where Duffy's is, which is a little old gas station in Pierreport, Louisiana. Swamp People is known around the world. What is his name? I forget. The Landry. His name is, what is it? Troy Landry is known all over the world for Swamp People. And I think they're in there probably 10th series. And Duck Dynasty, I mean, they're like a documentary on the History Channel. So they're still on television, and people want to know where famous people live, where movies were filmed.
It's very cool. I'm one of those people, by the way.
Right.
I am one of those people. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. You keep in touch with me, and I'm going to keep in touch with you, and I want to wish you all kinds of great success in your new position as executive director of the Pointe Coupee Parish Tourism. Go visit P as in Peter, C as in Charlie, or P as in point and C as in coupe. Tourism, pctourism.org, and you can get more information there. Thanks for joining us today. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I always love talking with Jeannie Andre from Pointe Coupee, Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans. You know, I may motivate myself to mosey over in that direction. I think it'd be great fun to go to their parades that they're having for Mardi Gras, which is late this year. You know, it's how the calendar falls out, but generally speaking, it's February when we're dealing with Mardi Gras, so it's really late this year. I should look at the calendar and see how all the other holidays fall out this year. Let's look at, well, see what falls out where further down the line. Yeah, the calendar is an oddity that I've yet to understand. But, you know, I wanted to talk with you about safety, because I have to tell you, there are two things you don't want to, well, really three things you don't want to do when you're away from home, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure. You don't want to get sick, you don't want to get hurt, and you don't want to die. You really want to go out of your way to come home at least as good or better than when you left. And there are things that have happened that trouble me. You know, Americans are known for being very litigious. We are ready to sue somebody because they breathe sideways at you. And maybe it's not a bad thing, because of that mentality, there are places who, if they're not willing to do it themselves, their insurance company is going to force them to do things to make a situation as safe as it can possibly be, or else they're not going to get insurance. And that's why you see things like at amusement parks where nobody under this height can get on the ride, or they have all kinds of, you know, safety features and whatever. In spite of that, terrible things can happen. But somebody's going out of their way to do the best they can to have inspectors check things and whatever. I was in Taiwan. Oh, how I love that island country. What a wonderful place. Fabulous food. Lovely, warm, friendly people. All kinds of beautiful, just naturally amazing, beautiful things. Taroko National Park has mountains that are 15,000 feet high, made of marble or granite. I forget which. I think it's granite. The place is amazing. There is a place in Taiwan. It's probably an hour or more, maybe 2 hours, outside of the city of Taipei, which is as cosmopolitan and wonderful and has a mall called, the address is 101, whatever the street is. So I quickly learned how to say 0 and 1 in Chinese, because the address is Yi Ling Yi, which is 101. And everybody calls the mall Yi Ling Yi. You go in there, the finest brands in the world. Every brand that you would see walking along the Champs-Élysées in Paris, you will find that brand in a gorgeous shop in that mall. Anyway, when you go driving way out in the countryside, and it's an island, so you're never too far from water, there's a phenomenal spot where the water has splashed the shore and has carved in the rocks what looks like a bunch of candles and a monument that looks like a woman's head. And it reminds me of, somebody in Egypt, maybe, you know, that's a very Egyptian-looking woman's head with a headdress kind of thing going on. Phenomenal. And they have painted along the edge of the rocks that you walk on a red line that you're not supposed to cross. In theory, if you get over that red line, you get too close to the edge, you might slide into the ocean and goodbye to you. But people just ignore it. And there's nobody there to supervise. And I watch some of the dumbest things go on with full-grown, full-blooded adults who want to get as close to the edge as they can. And my question is, well, why do you want to do that? You're going to, for 3, 4, 5 feet closer, you're going to see something all that much better? Are you out of your mind? And the answer to that is probably yes. But there's a similar situation in Ireland. Now, if it were the United States, there'd be a fence there. There'd be signs at your own risk. Don't walk here. Can't go there. There'd be barriers. No such thing in Taiwan. No such thing at the Cliffs of Moher that run for acres and acres and acres on the property that is the Cliffs of Moher. But the cliffs run for miles. So somebody, I don't know, a month, 2 months ago, a 19-year-old foreign student studying in Dublin, who comes from India, went to see the Cliffs of Moher on the west coast of Ireland and was taking a selfie and backed himself up and went right over the cliff. And regrettably, the poor lad died. People, use your head, please, when you're traveling. If there's no sign telling you that you are at risk, I'm telling you now, assess what looks like a risk and don't take dopey chances. I need you back here next week. Gotta fly now.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
So near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.